I think what's important with respect to this issue is the lack of clarity that the previous rule, the 2015 rule, created. I mean, it created a situation where farmers and ranchers, landowners across the country, did not know whether their stream or dry creek bed in some instances was actually subject to EPA jurisdiction and EPA authority. So they were facing fines that were substantial as they engaged in earthwork to build subdivisions. I mean, it was something that created a substantial amount of uncertainty and confusion.